Joe.
Galnet News Digest, 14th of April, 3304, live from a secret location near Reading. In this week's news, brain cell claim for a fluffy-headed princess. Aegis gets it wrong. Hutton hosts a banquet. Brain cell claim for a fluffy-headed princess. Friends of Princess Aisling Duval, the self-styled People's Princess, have been claiming that she may not be the airhead she seems. Princess Duval, the anti-drug, anti-slavery, pouting pin-up, last week blasted Aegis for their lack of effectiveness against the Thargoid menace, a tirade that has divided opinion into two camps. One camp thinks that Princess Aisling doesn't know what she's talking about and Aegis is doing just fine. The other camp thinks that the People's Princess is rather good at self-publicity and that jumping on another populist bandwagon is just what she needs to keep herself in the limelight. Whatever the truth, it seems likely that the main reason Princess Duval has not been crushed by her imperial rivals is her control over that most precious of all resources, prismatic shields. Aegis gets it wrong. Again. Thousands of lives were lost this week in HIP 9599 after Aegis failed to predict a Thargoid attack. The Aegis-sponsored Eagle Eye Network has been providing information about pending Thargoid attacks since it was set up 5 weeks ago. Information which has allowed commanders to focus their efforts on defeating the Thargoids where the threat was the greatest. A number of attacks have been averted, possibly leading to complacency in the monitoring network. So when Guidoni Enterprise was attacked without warning this week, many commanders were led to question what went wrong. Did the Eagle Eye Network slip up? Or have the Thargoids learned to evade detection? With the Thargoid spearhead so close to the inhabited bubble, we can't afford many slip-ups like HIP 9599. A rescue ship is in attendance at Guidoni Enterprise, and the rescue effort is in full swing. System authorities estimate that the casualties should all have been evacuated by Thursday of next week. Meanwhile, a reported fall-off in pirate activity in systems showing Thargoid activity has been entirely attributed to the good work of Commander Gluttony Fang. And the Eagle Eye Network claims that this week's targets are the 32C Piscium and the Kunvi systems. But can we believe them? Hutton hosts a banquet. Hutton Orbital Truckers this week hosted a banquet right under the noses of the Pilots Federation and slap bang in the heart of the Galactic Federation. The Pilots Federation is believed to have mistaken the signatures of the hundreds of commander ships arriving in the Sol system for an ancient probe. The banquet, held in a suitably obscure venue believed to be near Reading, demonstrates that both atmospheric landings and walking about are technically possible. Commanders attending the event are warned to be on the lookout for Pilots Federation spies, with concerns that some of them may try to sing. And that's this week's Galnet News. Galnet News, we read the news so you don't have to.